Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Beis. Right here in the pub, Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. And we got up to Ula Reish Lakish Maishma, which is about a quarter of the way down. Now, let's just remember, since it's been such a long time, let's remember what it is that happened over here. We have the Shita in the Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon, who says that if an androgynous marries a Bas Yisrael, he can feed her truma. To which Reish Lakish said, well, of course, that only means truma bizman hazeh, where there's no truma d'oraisa. But he certainly couldn't feed her truma d'oraisa, and therefore he cannot feed her because of a shok, meaning even bizman because of a shok. There would be no way that we would allow to feed even truma d'rabbanan because of the chashash that you would come to truma d'oraisa. So there's no misunderstanding. He's certainly not vadai married d'oraisa. Reish Lakish says this. Rabbi Yochanan says to him that it doesn't make any sense because truma is d'oraisa as much as chazav v'shok is d'oraisa. Should be the same. Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan holds that according to Rabbi Yossi, androgynous is a male, and therefore he can be machil him d'oraisa, her d'oraisa. Now it turned out that it all revolves around the issue of how we understand kol shadarko limanot, whether it's kol shadarko limanot or et shadarko limanot. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, makes no sense to say that truma bizmanas ed rabbanan. And Reish Lakish says, well, absolutely it does, because how else do you understand and are relying on an eagle to be bottle in other igulei tvela, where that ought to not be possible because it's a dover that is choshev, but it's a dover that would be included in kol shadarko limanos. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I beg your pardon, I mean, I could show you that exactly that case in the d'oraisa would be exactly the same thing. Because I learned that chaticha b'chaticha, so the korban chatas, which certainly is a d'oraisa, is bottle. So don't tell me that the reason that it's bottle, that dvelin is bottle, is because it's d'rabbanan, it's d'oraisa. The only thing is that anyway it's bottle. I know what you think. You think that it's not bottle because it's something that is kol shadarko limanos. But the truth is Rabbi Meir never said kol shadarko limanos. He said et shadarko limanos, things that are only absolutely sold by the unit. And therefore an eagle would be bottle in the same way that the chakas would be bottle. Okay, that we had the discussion. Now we got into a way in which Reish Lakish would come to understand the braita that Rabbi Yochanan brought about chaticha b'chatichot. So Rabbi Reish Lakish said, well, of course the chaticha is betela. The chaticha is betela because it's chomed. It's not talking about that it's a full chaticha. It's talking about it was stewed. And now it's no longer there separately. And so it's a classic case of bittul. Now the problem is that in the end of that braita about bittul, which we haven't spoken about yet, it says that if it would be a case of a chaticha of chatas tahira, they got mixed up now with now other things that are not chatas tahulin, then everybody's made it that it's not bottle. Because give it to a kohen, let the kohen eat. It would only be a hefsin mu'a. Ask the Gemara. Now, according to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish holds that it's talking about nimucha. Okay, it's talking about nimucha. It's a cholin. Maishna reisha umaishna seifa. I understand according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have the chashivas of a chaticha. So Rabbi Yochanan says, look, for a hefsid mu'ad, we don't want to be mavata la chaticha shleimi because of its chashivas, it's darker limonais, and that much I want to be machmer on in a case where you've got over here an isser d'oraisa and so on. Yes. Because it's mamish d'oraisa. But so that I understand in the latter case where it's a question of hefsid mu'ad, so he wants to be marked. According to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish holds the whole point over here is that it doesn't have any chashivas because it's all bottled into a cholent. So then, why in the world is this not a classic case of bittul? I don't understand. You have a cholent that has some kosher meat and some not kosher meat. All of a sudden it's not bottle. Well, why wouldn't it be bottle? There's no siva not to be mavatala. Om Rav Shisha Bered the Ravidi, I'll tell you why. Because the Reisha actually Rish Lakish held that the Reisha was talking about the meat that only was tame with a tumas mashkin, the Rabbana. And that's why we weren't going to be machmir on it at all, even though, you know, we could have said that it's dakhli modas, which would be geyser because of the rice and so on. Okay, so there we say it, but if it's nimucha, it's ein dakhli modas, we don't have to worry about it. But the safest, it's talking about a zar, it's talking about chatas mixed into chulin. Now you want to let a zar eat it over there, it's a nisa deraisa. There, I agree with, not because of dark of the moon, it's after this chore. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, is what the Rabbanan is saying. In other words, normally we don't hold that min b'minoi loy batil. However, in this case where you're talking about it, the deraisa there, I'm going to be machmer. And I'll say, indeed, I'm asking to you. That mean the midnight is low bottle. The only time we say it's bottle is in the drabon. And in the deraisa, I made us. That means we would have three shitas about mean the midnight. We have the shita of pechlal mean the midnight is bottle. We have the shita mean the midnight is low bottle, bein the drabon, bein the deraisa, which is reviewed. And then we have the drabon and say, well, we agree with you in the deraisa it's bottle, but it's not going to be, it wouldn't be bottle, but in the drabon it would be bottle. That's the only distinction I could see between the Reish and the Sefer. Aliba, the Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, wait, just wait 1 second over here. You're telling me that we're talking about a case of Tumas Mashkin Drabona. So then what would be the din if we were talking about, let's say, Tumas Sheretz? My, what would it be? A low talent? You're telling me that then we would say, no, you can't be Mavatel, the piece of chalk. So then why are we discussing now the difference between change the case? I'll tell you what you should have said, very simple. That's all you needed to say. You could talk about exactly the same case. Chatichas chatos tamea, that's mixed up in chatichas chatos tahoros. Alright? So you're telling me that the only reason I said that it's bottle, even though it's mim b'mino, is because you're talking about the rabbana. What's the rabbana? Tumas mashkin. Mashkin over here touch the kli. Mashkin generally they're not the time of kli midiraisa at all. Kli is only makabel tuma midiraisa from something which is an avatuma, which by definition isn't mashkin. Okay, but we're machmer, fine. So therefore it's bottle. However, in a case where it would have actually been makabel tuma midiraisa for b'sheret, so there wouldn't be bottle, for heaven's sakes, to go change the whole case into a case of chulin. Why do you need to change the whole case? If all you needed to say was nifla v'nevedida, b'medivorim amurim b'tumas mashkin, etc. True, says the Gemara, just like we answered you before, that tahora b'tahorot odifle. The Tana is more interested in telling you the halacha that even though both of them are tahor, it's still the halacha is that it's going to be bought. Truma tahora, even though everybody is made it's early, truma tamea is not necessarily yod. Okay, so you want us to know what the din is of something tahor into something else that's tahor, and not something that's tamea into tahor. Okay, fine. Rabba says, no, let's try a different approach here. Basically, the difference is that the reisha is an iser lav. And the seif is an iser kores. Because the seif is talking about eating kutchin. You're going to eat kutchin as if it's chulin. Eating kutchin as if it's chulin. I mean, you're going to eat a betumas aguf. I mean, that's already involving an iser kores. The reisha, however, is a problem of tumas kodesh. Tumas kodesh is tumas aguf. Not tumas aguf, it's only an iser lav. And therefore, if it comes to Nisikaris, we want to be more machmir. Now, there's two ways of understanding it. We could understand it the way I just said it, that it's only Rabba's way of distinguishing between the Reish and the Sefer, leaving Reish Chafish. And it's just a continuation. After all, it doesn't say Ella on my Rabba. The Rabba added this. But Rashi has another approach, as a Lishna Akrina, according to which, really, Rabba is changing the whole story. He's saying, forget about the cholent. It's not cholent. The difference is that Reish Lakish holds that midiraisa, something is important when it involves an iser kares, or an iser misa, like the case of the eagle which truma eating by a zar, similar to Nisa Karas, it's Nisar Misvedei Shamayim, therefore he's machmir on it. Okay. Asked the Gemara, but I thought Rabbah is the one who later on we're going to see, who holds that you do not make distinctions in Gzeir Darabonan between a diraisa which is Isra Lav and a diraisa which is Isra Karas. He's the one who says, but you're right, Loshna Isra Lav, Loshna Isra Karas, if it's something that's right to be Gezer on. We're not going to be more Gezer because of Isra Karas. We're interested in the person not being over the Yisra. We don't care what the onus is of the Yisra. Gosh, okay, that is a problem. Ravashi says, look, it's all very simple. It's talking about the Cholent. The reason that it's not bottled in the Sefer is because it's a Dovash Yeshua Matirin. Because basically, you're saying now that you have a piece of Tchatas that's Tohar. It's mixed with Chulin that's Tohar. So let a Kohen eat it. If a Kohen eats it, you don't need to come on to Bittul. So why come on to Bittul if there's a way to do it behead? But the truth is that Hada Ravashi Bedusai, what Ravashi is saying is, this is somebody made this up out of Halakha, it's absolute garbage. I mean, what do you mean it's a Dovash Yeshua Matirin? Laman. For the Kohen, it was never an Isra. It's not a Dovash Yeshua Matirin. For the Kohen, it's a Bishra Shari. For the Yisrael, it remains Osir. So we're interested for the Yisrael to eat it. What are you telling me? My option is to sell it to a Kohen. I want to eat it. So how is it a Dovash Yeshua Matirin? Dovash Yeshua Matirin means you have a Beitzah and older Beyonta. You can't eat it today. It gets mixed up with the other Beitzah. So you're saying instead of eating that Beitzah today, with the relying on Beitzah, wait till tomorrow, you can eat the whole thing. But to tell me I can give it to a Kohen and that's considered to be a Dovash Yeshua Matirin was never answered to the Kohen. Therefore, Elohadar of Asher Beduz, if I get scratched that, that's definitely the Sovar, yes, you would. Misayeh Akoni. The Sovar Reb Yochanan. Truma Bezman Azed Yoraita. And I said, wait, just hold on a second. The whole machlokis. Reb Yochanan Rishalak. He said, Reb Yochanan was insisting that since Truma Bezman Azed Yoraita, you might as well feed her Chazav Ashok. Right? That's what he said to Rishalak. What's the difference? Chazav Ashok is the Yoraita, Truma is the Yoraita. Don't tell me you believe Truma Bezman Azed Rabbanan. To which Rish Lakish says, oh, really now, don't I? And what about the eagles should be eagles, right? That was the case. But the fact is, Rabbi Yochanan himself would say, Trum is manas as drabonin. Because how can we say, Vishav Rabbi Yochanan, Trum is manas as diuraita, Vatanya shtei kupot, achatcha chulin vachatcha truma. The classic case of the two kupot, where you've got two containers, one of chulin and one of truma, and you've got two bushels here that are holding, one is holding a large container, shnei soyim, one of chulin and one of truma, and now they fall. One falls into the other. We don't know which fell into which. We don't know if the chulin fell into the truma, or vice versa. So what do? We say it's mutter. Why do we say it's mutter? Well, why not? I mean, shani omer truma l'tov truma nafla, v'chulin l'tov chulin nafla. I mean, doesn't it keep things easier if we just assume that the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin, and then everybody can be happy? I mean, what do we got to create problems for? Says Rish Lakish, okay, I mean, but certainly we're only going to say a thing like that if Lamaisa, the big containers, held sufficient chulin that there would be rove anyway of chulin. So, okay, so what are you saying? The worst case is that the truma fell into the chulin, but anyway, Mikra din its bottle, but Rav, okay, you don't have 100 times more, but for this will be Samechana. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says no.
What? Like
a Rav would be enough, sufficient for the Raisa. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Afa Pishalo Rav Chulin. What do you need Rav for? I thought we're trying to keep people happy. If the Chulin falls into the Chulin, and the Truma falls into the Truma. Now, look. I mean, Rish Lakish may, I mean, we know Rish Lakish holds as the Rabbana. Okay. Nonetheless, okay, he holds you need a rov. What's so bad about that? I mean, Bishlemi Rish Lakish Kasavar, he holds that even to be semech on ani omer chulin l'tov chulin, even though it's only drabonin, you better have a backup. Your backup is ruba. It's okay. So he holds we require a rov even in a drabonin. But Rabbi Yochanan, I say, boy, that would really be great. Every time you got a problem, just say, well, you know, I say, what are we talking about over here, a reform rabbi? I mean, he holds us in the Arisa. What are we saying, I say? So Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan, obviously is learning over here as a Rabbanan, and therefore you don't even need a robe. But this is going on Liba the Rabbanan. This is not going according to Rabbi Yossi. I'm at the Amrik Rabbi Yossi. I obviously was only saying on Liba the Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah. What was I coming to explain? Did you lose track of what was happening? Rabbi Yossi says an androgynous who gets married can feed his wife Truma. And I told you that that means B'diraisa can feed his wife Truma, because I know that Rabbi Yossi holds Truma B'zmanah says B'diraisa. I'm going to prove it to you in a minute. But that's why I'm telling Rish Lakish, don't give me this business that the only... Actually, he didn't mean you could feed him Truma, even D'oraisa. He meant you can only give Truma to Rabbanon, Bizban Hazeh, and therefore not Bizban to the Chaz of Ashok, and certainly not Chaz of Ashok. That's not true. That's all I was saying. See, I myself personally hold that Truma Bizban Hazeh is D'oraisa. On the Damik Rabbi Yossi. Want me to show it to you? The Tanya B'Seder Olam, the Braisa in Seder Olam says... And the Brice at Seder Olam was written by Rabbi Yossi, as we all know. Now, what does it say in Seder Olam? It darshens a beautiful pasuk. Yevi'acha Hashem lokecha la'aretz asher Yoshua avotecha v'yirishta. Okay? Now, is that it? I mean, we are here for the third time. Does it say anything about another Yerusha? It talks about Yoshua avotecha 1, v'yirishta 2. Well, how about when you come back to Eretz Yisrael after the Gullus of Rome? Do you need to do a new Yerusha? How come it doesn't say anything? It says the bride that you see from here, Yerusha Rishonah Ushniya Yeshleha. The original Yerusha was Betela because it was a Yerusha that was done through Kivush. Kivush, when it's Batel, the Yerusha is Batel. But the second Yerusha, which did not come through Kivush, but which was an acquiescence of the Amim, okay, so over there, that doesn't become bottle just because you're not there. So, and therefore, when you come back to Eretz Yisrael for a third time, there's no need for new Yerusha, because the Yerusha remains from the Yerusha of the time of Bavel, or the time of Ezra. So Shlishit Eilem, Vom Rabbi Yochanan Antana Seder Eilam, Rabbi Yossi. So since Rabbi Yossi is the Man D'Omer who holds that Yerusha Shlishis you don't need, it means he holds the Truma Bizmana says D'Oraisa. Because there's no need for further Yerusha once Ezra was Yerush Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, I say to Rish Lakish that when he said that an androgynous is ma'achil, it's because he holds that an androgynous is a male. And since he's a male, he can marry, and if he marries and he's a kohen, he has a kinyan kasper, and he's able to be ma'achil b'truma. Now, but back into the case, let me just look back at that case. You said you're going to leave it to Rabbonin, truma is to Rabbonin, bizman hazeh. And he says, you don't need a backup system, there's no problem with the ribui. It's enough to say Shani Omer. On the Rabbanan, we're going to rely on this Shani Omer. Is that true? You don't need now a rove? Is that true? I think that you do need a rove, because after all, it's not. Sorry? No, I just ate. It's not necessary. Okay, so now there is a little bit of a problem on the assumptions that we're making over here. Rashi understands that the assumption of the Gemara at this point, the one who's asking this question, is he's taking for granted that you cannot rely on Shani Omer straight out. And that therefore, for Yochanan is saying that you do say Shani Omer in that case, it's not that you're really relying on the Shani Omer, you're relying on Eruv, and that the Rabbanan hold that Eruv creates Bittul even without Rov. Now this is a very strange sheet of Rashi. No one else agrees with it, that this was the assumption of the Gemara. But as it is Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, let's keep things simple right now for the time being, and learn the Gemara as if that were the assumption. In other words, we don't know about Shani Omer. We certainly couldn't be relying just on Shani Omer. He must be relying on Bittul, in which case he holds the Ta'aruf. Thank you. The Ta'aruf is his Bittul. In this case, without a robe. Is that true? But it's not. Is it not a Beferish Mishnah? That a mikvah sheyesh bo arba'im sa'ah mechuvanot. If you start off with a kosher mikvah, okay, so you've got 40 sa'ah. Exactly. You now go ahead, v'natan sa'ah. Now here there's again a machlokas, we're showing you natan sa'ah of what? The Rambam learns natan sa'ah of mayim shuvim, learns the entire thing in terms of mayim shuvim. However, the context of the mission is that it's not only talking about mayim shuvim, it's also talking about mei peros and things like that, where they're really not kosher at all. And that complicates matters, because if we're talking about mei peros, as Tosis points out, aren't we talking about psul d'oraisa? What does this have to do with the drabona? So Tosis says that when it midoraisa, we don't have a problem over here because of bittul. So it's only drabona, and I'll show you why that's true. The case over here is, you added first, before taking anything out of the mikveh, you added to a kosher mikveh a sa'ah of, let's say, mayim shuvim, or of grape juice, okay? And now, you went in, and by the way, there's some who argue about this, who said, say that grape juice only passes midoraisa if it changes the color of the water. If it doesn't change the color of the water, then even mei peros is not going to pass on the mikveh. All right. You put in a saw of grape juice, and you take out a saw from the mixture. Ooh. So now, what happened is you were mevatel, either the mayim shuvim or the grape juice. See, the other Mishnah argue on the Rambam because they hold once the mayim shuvim was put into the mikveh, it's not mayim shuvim anymore. Right. So what are we talking about? It has nothing to do with how much mayim shuvim there is. This is the whole Rambam shita that a rove of mayim shuvim wouldn't be possible. Okay, but
would be possible.
Yeah. So now, once you take out this saw, now if you know that you've got some grape juice in there, so then what's the chances that you took out exactly the saw of the grape juice? Undoubtedly, you took out some of the mikveh too, right? But we don't really care because we were mevatel the grape juice first in the mikveh. And indeed, says Tosfos, since midoraisa kama batel, that whatever falls in first is batel, is really true midoraisa completely. So that this whole thing is a chumra that we don't want rove of it, but midoraisa wouldn't even be a problem. So if you put in a saw and you take out a saw, it's kosher. And Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shila, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, and this is where we get into trouble because it's Rav Yochanan who's being quoted here. Rav Yochanan says you can keep doing this ad ruba. You can keep doing this all the way up till rove, which sounds like my love, the nishtayer ruba. Well, it seems to be saying over here, you could do this 19 times, basically, until you're going down below rove. You're getting to half.
You still have arba'im.
You can't do it 20 times. You're always at arba'im sa'ah. You just keep putting in one sa'ah, taking out another sa'ah, right? No. Okay. So there, why would he be saying this? Ad ruva. No, there's 19 times you can do it. But if you did it a 20th time, then we'd have to be machmir. Because what in the worst possible situation that you took out full mayim each time, you won't have rove of mayim that are kasherim. So now, over here, even though the psul is only drabonin, either because mayim shuvim is only drabonin, or because kama batil is only a drabonin, or Tosfos says maybe we're talking about machatim vitzinorios that really don't even need our mayim saw, and therefore it's a drabonin. Whatever the situation is, or Ramban's pshat, it's only drabonin, because it doesn't change the color of the water, or whatever, it's clear that Rabbi Yochanan, even though we're talking about a drabonin over here, does want rove, because he only lets you do this ad ruba. How do you know it means that? Maybe it means ad the ad bichlal. In other words, you can keep doing this down to half. And that's the point. So that means bin rabbonin, he doesn't need rove. That's possible. So maybe it means lo nishko ruba. Don't take more. Then that's right. You can get down to half 20 times. It's fine. V'boseima. Well, you know what? Maybe that case of the truma, you don't need a rove because he relies on She'an Yomer as a mechanism on its own. Not because he's saying, well, since it's mixed, it doesn't really matter. But because there is a Darabonin mechanism that allows you, look, a Sufik Darabonin is Lakula. Basically, you have over here a sub. You don't know what fell into what. So Rabbanan are saying, since it's only dealing with the Rabbanan, don't create problems. Let's just go straight ahead with the Ani Omer without relying on any kind of mixture. So it isn't that he doesn't... again, according to Rashi, we ignored that lechatchila, even though it would certainly seem to be evident. And the question is whether, in addition to the Ani Omer, do I need this bittul of rov? But according to Rashi, we thought Ani Omer can't stand on its own ever, and that the Gemara's teretz says no, Ani Omer is itself a mechanism without bittul whatsoever. Okay, but let's look at the Mishnah and see who it makes more sense like. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Tanan. Androgynous, no say. Okay, now, what does that mean? An androgynous gets married. Meaning, not that he did get married. He should get married. Maybe he's a chayiv to get married, as Tosa suggests. Maybe he's a chayiv of a period of a rivia. I mean, you're not telling me if he got married, let's allow him to remain married. Because what's the worst that we have over here? A lesbian situation. We're not going to answer it. Right? That would be the other way of learning it. That would be if you say b'diavad. Well, if an androgynous went and got married, worst comes to worst, he's a woman. It's not that bad. Right? Well, what's so funny? But since it says that he should go ahead and marry lechatchila, no say, so it seems to be saying what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Rabbi Yossi holds he's a zocher. He can get married. Nice idea to get married. And feed truma the oraisa by all means, because of a shok. What's the problem? No. Change that. Read that imnasa. What do you mean, read it imnasa? There's a minor problem with that, since it does say no say. Well, no say, katani. I mean, understand no say. Look, well, timek. It says avolon nisa. Okay, what does that mean? He's no say avolon nisa. Do you hold that if a male married an androgynous, well, you're going to say they already got married, they might as well stay married? Is that what avalonisa means? Lonisa obviously means b'diavad. So just like we don't allow him, lonisa. So my, just like lonisa is the avad, so no se nami diavad. So the whole thing was only talking about b'diavad. So says Reish Lakish, nothing to do with getting married because you know he's a male. You're just saying that even if he's not a male, let them remain married. Ah, come on, what's the connection? I mean, no say is mashba always lechatchila. That's the word no say. What am I going to compare no say to nisa? No nisa is mashba diavad namiba. Well, okay, let me bring you another raya then, okay? Mitzani sefer, Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Androgynous chayovin alav skila kizachar. Okay, now, obviously what that is saying is that I am sure an androgynous is a male. I mean, otherwise, how can you give skila if you're mesupik if he's a male? But that means that the Tanakhama, that's Rabbi Yossi, although he said that androgynous can feed truma, he obviously doesn't think he's a male, because otherwise Rabbi Eliezer is saying the same thing. So that michla the Tanakhama spooky mesapkele. That's why I am saying to you, says Reish Lakish, he can't mean Truma D'Oraisa. He himself is Mesupik. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, he's not Mesupik. Bein Lamar Mifshat Pshitalei. He's absolutely certain that an androgynous is a male. And when he says he can feed Truma, he means Truma Chazav Shok Bisman Truma D'Oraisa. No problem whatsoever. So you're saying, so what is Rabbi Eliezer's arguing about a different thing? Rabbi Eliezer isn't arguing about the Chiyav Skila per se. He's arguing about Chiyav Skila where? Kizachar, he's saying. Look, there's two possibilities of intercourse with this Hishi. So now the question is, if you sleep with Hishi as if she is a she, so then are you still going to be Chiyav if he's a male on vaginal intercourse with a male? Whoever heard of such a thing? So it comes along, Rabbi Eliezer says, there's no such thing. Yeah, you can't. You can only be chayav on a male with your the bia that you would have with a male, which is anal intercourse. How can you possibly be chayav? But Rabbi Yossi is saying that's the nafkamina. The question is, which orifice are we talking about? Rabbi Yossi is saying also a male, but a male, I don't care how you manage it, he's a male, and wherever you can find a place to have intercourse with, that's chayav. Whereas Marasavar, no. If he's a male, he has been treated like a male. The only chiyuv that the Torah gave you is kizachar. We'll see that they basically argue on the understanding in the pasuk itself. That's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. So on the
saying
on the tzad that he is a female. So then that's what Rav Shlomo Kish is saying. If he's a female and he marries, he might be a female. So if he marries a female, it works either way. Because if he's a male, he's supposed to be married to a female. And if she's a female, there's nothing innately so terrible about a lesbian relationship. So let them stay married. That's how Rav Shlomo Kish was learning it. No. No. That complicates things terribly. That would only be if you hold his period if they ask him, neither male nor female. Here we're only discussing the question of whether he is male or female. Okay? We're keeping it simple. When you get into three sexes, it gets much more complicated. All right, so we shall continue tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Have a nice Mitzvah time is brief.